Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
Who is the second hottest golden girl? Oh, you want to rank the hot golden girls?
It's time for your sunrise guys.
If Blanche is number one,
was she the first TV cougar?
Ooh.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
You're going to say Estelle. You're going to surprise me, and I'm not going to judge you. Estelle seems like she was probably wild.
Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
La, la, la.
Drip, drip, drip.
Massive news for the Sunrise guys today.
Oh, we got big Sunrise guys news?
We find out today if
what
we get weird and wacky on Friday with one of our favorites.
Oh, we going to get him? We're going to book him?
Num, 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 num.
Ken Barkley.
Him coming on Halloween would be pretty perfect.
Are you serious?
Here's my thing.
I am serious, Ken. It'd be great.
I don't have a...
You know what? I like money. Yeah. You know what? I don't like jokes.
I've been a joke in Spray the Line. I kind of want to bring him on to maybe close out the entire show and do Spray the Line with him.
Oh, that'd be fun for the last 30 minutes to get him on, get his Spray the Line picks, have him react to our fake sponsors and then Spray the Line picks.
Yes. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. And even like the whole, she Swag did this, the trap.
The Bears were a trap. The Bears plus 6.5 ended up being a trap.
It was a trap.
You fell into the trap.
But the
they
Big Wood
almost
was
backdoored it had they scored
they tried,
that. And they would have gone for two.
Yeah, I know.
So I thought about it.
At least the Chiefs covered for you last night.
But we'll
night.
See what he says, because I got to text him today after the show to lock down.
I'm far better with the Big Wood bets than the trap.
Yeah, you should just keep doing those, dude. You're
I might
rolling.
Follow your lead there. I like some Big Wood this weekend. I mean, who doesn't love a good Big Wood? But I like some Big Wood this weekend. We'll get to the mail sack coming up in 10 minutes. I got two different things I'm going to try and jam into this segment, so we'll see if we have time for it.
A proper jams for it.
Got to keep jamming today. We didn't talk about it last week, kind of lost in the shuffle. You know, Chauncey Billups got arrested by the FBI. Did you guys know that happened? Pretty wild stuff.
It's a dirty joke behind the scenes, that jam.
Very dirty joke. Okay. Special K. So this happened last week. Damn it, don't do it. Hold it together.
You did it.
Hold it together, man. We have talked about this for years of what should the process be, how should you handle these situations. Swag gets very outspoken about this topic whenever it comes up, but I think it impacts all of us as sports fans.
Okay.
We had a conference last week permanently suspend one of their head officials because of bad performance. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think, like, we went through the glasses ref over the years in the Pac-12. Remember that guy? And he'd come on, you're just like, remember the guy with the banged up finger? Remember the yep. He had the, it went side, three different directions. Like, every time he'd come on and call the first penalty, you would just think to yourself, oh, this is going to be a horribly officiated game.
The McNamara hand.
The McNamara finger going to four different directions. Ken Williamson is his name, and you'd recognize the picture if you've watched college football long enough. He's always one of the lead officials in the SEC, mm-hmm. and he was on the call of the Georgia-Auburn game, in which they overturned, or didn't overturn, but improperly called the goal line touchdown from Jackson Arnold. It was a fumble and then ran back the other way, but they didn't call it a touchdown the other way or a touchdown for Auburn. They just gave Georgia the ball at the 1 yard line because they blew it dead. And then Kirby Smart calls a timeout in the second half of the game and then tries to pretend as if he's not calling a timeout. He's trying to do some hand signals, and then they take the timeout off the board and give him the timeout back. He's been there forever, and they decide, after all of this public backlash, they have decided to permanently suspend him. And I'm wondering if this
isn't that just being fired.
Essentially, yeah. I don't know why they're not just saying he's firing. That's a great point. Yeah. I don't
well,
know.
He announced he's retiring at the end of this year.
So he's done
this year.
Okay. That's just odd to say you're
permanently
suspended.
Is this the beginning of what we're going to see now with this stuff becoming so public and all the money that's getting gambled and the bad calls getting a microscope on them? Like,
well, you think about it from Major League Baseball and umpiring in terms of balls and strikes. We're going to have the challenge system next year.
Yes.
We're going to know which umpires are challenged the most.
Yes.
And whose calls are most overturned upon challenge.
Side note, big takeaway from the baseball playoffs for me. I actually think I have flipped the opinion. I don't want a robot strike zone. I want these guys just calling off gut.
You want human gut?
Yeah, dude.
You're going to hit some, you're going to miss some?
It makes it kind of exciting, and I'm not going to act like I'm watching this. I think I've counted two pitches in all of the playoffs where I've been like, well, that was pretty egregiously bad. They're always right by the line.
Yeah, there's corners.
Come on.
Sometimes, like, it goes your way, sometimes it goes against you.
Oh, there were six or seven. His strike zone last night was absurdly high.
Yes, there were a few high ones.
There were seven or eight that were a good 3 to 4 inches above the strike zone that he...
One Blue Jay hitter ended up striking out because they got called a called strike, and then the next one came at the same height, and he's like, I got to swing at this, and he couldn't hit it because it was at his belt.
Muncy turned around. Muncy has one of the best eyes in all of baseball. He turned around a couple of times and looked at him like...
So maybe more than two pitches. Yeah. My point is, I love it. Keep giving it to
you
me.
You want human error. You want the human error of officiating. You don't want the robots taking
over. It's an imperfect sport. Sports is imperfect.
Yeah.
Why are we always trying to make it so perfect?
That's a great question.
Well,
I don't know.
The one thing.
Because there's a lot of money involved. Yeah, we're trying to find
it. There's not an opponent trying to keep the officials or umpires from getting it correct. The imperfection in two teams playing against
the competition.
It's the competition, and somebody's trying.
It's not like an ump is out there purposely having a bad strike zone.
I don't care if he's trying or not. If it's bad, get out of there. Call up AAA guys.
Adjust.
I think there's a larger point of, like, I don't disagree overall with your point of, like, how much technology is too much technology. We deal with this sometimes in sports.
I think replay has hurt sports more than
basketball.
We thought
it's horrendous.
Benefit.
It's like horrendous. You're constantly going over to the
college
monitor,
football,
constantly reviewing
everything. Yes. That I get, but
there needs to be also punishment for people who are bad at their jobs.
If you're
that
bad,
is the fact,
like,
at the end of the
day. How Angel Hernandez stayed an umpire as long as he did in the major leagues when
he's the most known joke of that profession, right?
So, it's a running joke forever.
If you're going to have a union there to, you know, then there has to be some sort of, metric.
You want to sign up for people to know your name on a nightly basis? Because they can't even get people to do high school games right now.
No, I know.
That's a hard-ass job, dude.
That's,
and, like,
I know.
That
it's
is,
not an easy job. I know.
Professional officials are compensated quite nicely.
I'm not asking for high school officials to be fired for missing a call. This is about professional sports, millions of dollars
six
on
figures.
The line. Like,
again, but you're acting like that's an easy, there's so many people
I'm
waiting to be
saying.
Better than them. And my point is, there isn't. That's all. Football, especially, how do you guys ref football? There's 22 people out there doing 22 different things. And what do you got out there? What do you have, five guys out there?
Eight.
Right? Yep, eight. And a couple are downfield, and a couple are watching one side.
There's two on the line, two in the backfield, one in the middle.
You ever
get it right, damn it.
You
do your job.
The middle linebacker ref cams they show on these dorky hats?
Yeah,
you ever just watch that and go, how are you watching eight things right now at one time?
That's why they miss calls constantly, because you can't keep an eye on all of it.
Look,
I just like some of that stuff. Like, I think this one was so bad because there was the touchdown that was essentially taken off the board.
I don't disagree with
that. And then
there
was a head coach that clearly called a timeout, and they kowtowed to him because he's Kirby Smart, and they let him get it. In my entire life of watching football, I have never seen that happen.
That's where things, I think, like the ACC network going live to the replay booth, that should be mandated.
It should be.
I want to hear the SEC replay booth tell me they have concrete, conclusive evidence.
Yeah, that's not a touchdown.
That's not a touchdown, even though almost everybody universally agreed with it. They had this in the NBA in the first game of the season. We didn't even talk about it. We had a Chris Webber.
Yes, we
did.
Kevin
that's
Durant.
Right. He called a timeout, but they didn't call it technical because nobody saw it.
Because the ref has to award a timeout, and then the technical's called. The ref didn't give him the timeout, and we just moved on with our day.
Acting like it didn't happen.
Now, was that because the ref knew they didn't have any, so he didn't grant it?
I thought I saw them say that they didn't see it. I thought that was the explanation, that none of the officials saw. I know.
That's BS.
Right in front of
him. It was right in front of him.
I just think, to me, there needs to be more than what, like, I don't know if everybody needs to be permanently suspended. I'm not arguing for every bad game you have, you get fired. That's not the reality here.
Sure.
I think there's a frustration from fans of, like, and Pate, our buddy, brings this up all the time. If a coach has a bad game, if a player has a bad game, what do they have to do after the game? Post game.
They got to go face the media.
You got to go face the media. You got to sit there and you got to answer, why'd you call that? Why'd you do that? Why'd you put this guy in? Why'd you throw that pick? Why'd you miss that field? Like, you got to go answer for it at the end of the game.
How many questions do you want them to answer?
I want, like, if you're bad at, like, you should have to go, hey, this official after that game, so Kirby Smart called a timeout, you gave it back. Why? Explain it to me.
Sure, that's fair.
Yeah.
The NBA
like,
does
there needs
a pool.
To be some level of accountability. And some people have argued it's bad for the NBA, but I at least like the next day that they'll come out and be like, dude, our bad. We missed seven calls in the last 2 minutes
of that
game.
Does
last
have,
night. We screwed
there's
it up.
A pool reporter that's selected for every game.
And you get and like two questions, right?
But it's not, you can't have a microphone. Yeah. Basically, they
it's
have to.
You can't play any audio of it.
No,
yeah,
no,
you can't record
and,
it.
And it's some sort of weird technical, and it's only to the crew chief, so not necessarily the particular referee that made the call. And they get, and it's just.
The SEC did what you're just asking them to do, though.
Yeah, they punished an official.
Guys down.
Well, they also admitted, like you just said, the NBA will come out and say, here's our last 2-minute report.
This the SEC's done it twice this year. With the Oklahoma-Auburn game at first, they were like, we screwed that one up, and then they did it again after the Georgia-Auburn game.
I know how this is coming off of what I'm saying, but like I do kind of find myself.
You sound like a union guy.
No public comment.
You're going to protect them at all costs? Even the bad ones? Even the bad apple sprig?
Has it benefited my family? I won't say yay or nay. I'll just say this. I have been a guy who's been a fan of a team that I have felt I've been hosed.
Yeah,
in some ways,
been,
right?
Some point,
like when your team loses, you look at a million things. And it's sometimes it's your team, your coach, your quarterback, or your point guard. But most of the time, we love to point to the go look at the holding. The Chiefs weren't called for holding in the Super Bowl. They led the league in holding. Like, those are easy things to go to. And so now I'm mad at the officials.
Sure.
And there are imperfect guys all over all these sports. But I don't know, man. That's part of sports. It's like, sometimes you got to deal with circumstance. I'm pro put a dome in football because I think playing in 10 degrees in snow is stupid and it doesn't really show us the true impact talent of certain positions.
Man.
But look at you. You want
to
implement it and you want them playing in freezing cold conditions.
Such a commie, dude. It's give me robot officials and no domes all outside in snow.
And then we're going to disagree with a robot.
We definitely will.
And then we're going to ask ChatGPT to create our own segments for our radio shows. Look where you're going with this, Andrew.
Just
be careful.
Slope, man.
Be careful.
You telling me this is the gateway drug?
Brandman's going to start. He's going to create radio hosts that operate on double A's.
I think we had a
you
promo.
You better be careful.
We had a promo playing with those guys. We had an AI promo that was playing.
Dirt and spray.
I'm dirt. Don't be snake. Kind of hope somebody thinks we actually went to commercial here.
What?
This is the takeover. This is what happens.
One of our greatest.
I'm dirt. Well,
okay, so what sport
right now, let me ask you this, because we all seem like we have opinions on all of them.
Yeah.
What sport is hurting the most from officials? Because baseball is the one going, we're going to replace you with robots, basically. And I'm like,
I feel like the NBA. I feel like the NBA is the worst.
Is the NBA the hardest? What's...
Hardest is so hard to just like
I think the NBA is incredible.
Calling 102 mile an hour pitches on the corner, like, is that a strike?
You just we just heard our producer bitch and moan about it.
I'm not saying any of it's
my
easy.
My batter who's 6'5", that pitch was too high.
The officiating that bothers me the most and the way it is implemented is without a doubt the NBA. When I watch NBA games, when I watch guys hunt for fouls and grab arms and, you know, do the way that they're allowed to essentially create contact and go to the free throw line, that sucks for me. I would say NBA one.
Mm-hmm.
Football two.
Well, what football?
Both. Combo.
You think
combo
the NFL and college are...
I think they're both pretty bad. I mean, but it's all... I mean, again, it's a very difficult job. You're not going to be perfect. I'm not saying everybody deserves to get fired. And I would say baseball third. Baseball strike zone, that's the one that I will agree with you on.
I kind of like it. It's just like, where is it?
Like,
today?
I'm okay with it, but like two or three times as long as it's quick, having a review. Like, you get three of them a game and you didn't like that call. Hey, put it up on the board. Okay, that was right, that was wrong, move on to the next pitch. Like, it's not going to be time-consuming.
Two or three is too many.
That's the problem with the NBA and with football. It's like, you got to, like, I hate that the ref's got to go over and put his head under a hood instead of a guy in a room and somewhere in New York just saying, hey, buzz him into the ear. We just watch it in slow-mo in 4K. It's not a first down or it is a catch or whatever. The guy's got to go put his head under the helmet like he's watching. Like, what are we doing here?
Well,
same with the NBA. We got to go over to the monitor 37 times a game.
I mean, soccer has this in the Premier League, I've noticed, the VAR. So it's like we find out if a goal is really a goal, and then they get the goal, and they watch a million replays, and then VAR confirms whether or not. The Sky Judge is similar, except I don't know, the consistency of the Sky Judge is weird. It really is.
It totally is.
It's bizarre, man. It makes no sense when they implement it or why. They had a funny moment on, what was it? Was it last night, or was it the night? I think it was last night. Where the ref comes on and he says, after an expedited replay.
I love when they're quick at least.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't a quick one. Aikman openly goes,
well, I don't know about expedited.
Yeah, he didn't really expedite that.
And Buck started laughing because he was 100% right. It wasn't quick.
The officiating in that Oregon-Wisconsin game was terrible. There were so many times where they're like, Wisconsin had a call timeout. They got some horrible spots. And then it's like, they didn't challenge it, but then it's not getting reviewed. And then we wait around for a minute. And then it's like, by the way, the last play is now under review.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you just wasted two. Just go review the play. I don't know. I know we can nitpick a little bit too much. And those guys have difficult jobs. I just thought it was interesting. I don't know if we've ever seen that in major college football, like a dude getting permanently suspended, a.k.a. fired, one of the head crew chiefs. Like, how much would we have loved that with glasses refs over the years in the Pac-12?
You don't have to have sympathy, but I just imagine, like, being Scott Foster walking into a grocery store.
I'm going to tee your ass up.
You Scott Foster?
You look at me the wrong way.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to give you a charge call. That's going the other way. Boom!
How many people just come up to people like that and be like, I know your name. You ref.
What's your beef with Chris Paul, man?
You're not
what
good.
What did he ever do to you? You suck at your job.
Well,
we only jammed one thing into that segment. That's how it works sometimes,
but
that's okay.
Jams for,
I'm going to hold that. I'm not going to give it now. We got to go to the sack. I'm not going to use up a bullet right now. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
We're going to hate this. I'm telling you, we're going to hate this robotic strike zone. We are going to hate it.
Mark my words, man. Terminator days are here.
I flipped on the replay thing. Give me old school. Give me your eye and your gut.
Snip, snap.
We're going to hate this replay thing or this strike zone by robots.
Get your mail sack questions in 503-864-6326. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, mail sack time. No more screwing around.
Mail sack.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Here we go. Mail sack. I paid attention to NBA games for a while, but in the past few years started watching the NHL. Hey, first off, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I got a co-host who decided to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and watch European soccer when he could watch two giant dudes knock each other out. Go back and forth, and one of the most entertaining sports. But, you know, let's go watch 0-0 ties in a team that's getting relegated. One thing they do, in my opinion, much better is game flow, talking about NHL over NBA. Each team only gets one 30-second timeout they can use for the whole game. The media breaks are marked ahead of time. Would doing something similar in basketball improve the overall product and game quality? Nobody likes a timeout fest with 2 minutes to go that takes a half hour.
I am going to piggyback on this, and you're not going to like this, Andrew.
Ooh, you're going to poo-poo on this, too? You like your 2 minutes taking 30 minutes?
No. Soccer has great game flow, too, like hockey, because even with the added stoppage time of, oh, my ankle's broken! No, it's not ready to go! It's usually 2 extra minutes, so it's a 47-minute half.
Sure.
What?
VAR is rapidly...
I had two VAR replays this week.
Encroaching on
it took
things.
A minute and a half.
And then
so,
it ends 0-0, and you're like, that was cool. I just wasted 2 hours of
El
my
Classico,
life.
El Clasico had a ton of it.
Well, that sounds like El Asico. You shouldn't have watched it. Soccer and hockey, I think, both have kind of similar vibes of... It's just it is what it is, man.
It's a problem in the NBA. I think the larger point it is an issue. I hate
it's
it.
Football when I too. Don't just throw NBA in this. Football's egregious.
Oh, there's no doubt. I think the NBA, the combination of timeouts, fouls, and reviews that happen, like that perfect storm of things.
Well, the NBA about 4 or 5 years ago took out a media timeout in each half. There used to be 3 scheduled media timeouts in the second and fourth quarters, and they took one of those out. When they and they also, you can only carry 2 timeouts into like the last 3 minutes or something.
Yeah, the one I hate the most, and I know they're all bad. I will just probably die in my grave. The one you'll know Brandon Sprague hated the most, college basketball.
Yeah, college basketball.
They need to, the men need to go to what the women do with quarters. The women's game flows a lot
better. You also shouldn't be allowed to call a timeout after you score.
No, that should be illegal. You don't have possession of the ball. You can't call timeout. That's not how this works. That is one of the best things I love about hockey, though. If you go to a game, you get 20 minutes of action. There's very few breaks in the 20 minutes. And then you get 20 minutes to go take a piss. You go grab a beer, go grab some food. You know you got time. And then you come back in, you watch 20 more minutes. And then, hey, I got to pee again. I'm going to go take a break. It's intermission. This is great.
Hockey, soccer, it's awesome.
It's right there for you, man. It's right. You could have been Blue Line Brandon. You had a great run last year.
It doesn't fit my lifestyle.
Line Brandon. It
doesn't
frozen
fit my lifestyle.
Frenzy today.
Frozen frenzy. I'm all over it. Mail sack. How can anyone watch the Chiefs and not constantly scream at the TV? They can't keep getting away with this. As Mahomes evades pressure and finds an open receiver in the middle. I hate it. Season's over. They are inevitable. It's not really a mail sack question, more of a comment.
Did you text
that in? I did not. That is not from me, but you know what? Preach, brother. Preach. I subscribe to your church.
Mail.
They are inevitable. Mail sack question. Who beats a high school kid in the following sport? Sprague in his prime hood to coast shape in cross country.
Oh, dude, I'm getting smoked.
Or Dirt in pre-Teddy form playing golf.
Oh, yeah, I think, probably you?
Dirt would have a better chance.
With no good golfers.
You don't think you could run a race against a high school kid in your peak? Like, what's the fastest mile time you've ever run in the hood to coast?
Okay, so hold on. Yeah. I'll answer that. Yeah. I just want to note, and I'm glad he doesn't listen because people his age don't. I don't know what they listen to. I think it's TikTok.
6'7", right? That's what everybody tells me.
My nephew might be on the golf team. That's all I'll say. And if you play my nephew, you're going to win by 45 strokes, if he's being honest.
I mean, yeah, there's obviously the caveat of, like, the best of the best are high school players that would absolutely smoke me even at my best. Yeah,
are you talking about, like,
scratch golfers,
the state champion level?
Yeah, but if you're talking, like, you're run of the mill, like, dude, I would smoke the average high school golfer.
If we're talking about upper
and
echelon.
Peak, like, I play golf 7 times a year now, so probably not anymore. But I got down to about a 4.9 handicap a few years ago.
Oh, aren't you so cool?
That actually was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Probably you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
My fastest mile time at Hood to Coast ever, I think so far registered, is 7:13.
That's pretty remarkable for that many miles.
And see, here's where it's douchey and running. Runners will tell you that's not running, that's jogging.
God, why is that sport so douchey? Why is everybody involved?
I think it's the shorts.
Is it the shorts? Is that what does it?
Yeah, the shorts. I think they're trying to get you to look away from the fact that they have kind of chicken legs and pale skin.
Legs.
And they're like, yeah, you're not running sub 7, you're jogging.
Those flappy little shorts that they wear.
Yeah, I think it's a way to like point the finger back at you.
I would say this. I'll compare.
That's a theory I have.
Occasional soccer fan, not all, but some soccer fan does this. There's a lot of gatekeeping. Like you try and talk about the sport and they always, you know, you're an idiot. You didn't say something right. They kind of jump down your throat when you make something, get something wrong. Runners doing that is really stupid. Like, shouldn't you be welcoming of the bigger ten of just come run, come jog? Like, why would you? Well, that's not technically running.
I think it's no different than the golf community in their unwritten golf rules, right? Like, I think for the most part, most runners are welcoming. They're encouraging.
Yeah.
They just want you to come do a group run with them. And if they're ahead of you, they don't care.
Yeah, you'd be in last place. That's fine.
But it's the ones that are loud about stupid little things like that stand out. And you're like, why are you guys? And it's like, well, it's not us. It's him.
It makes you feel any better. 7 minutes a mile to me sounds like you're sprinting the entire time.
It's like the golfer.
Jesus, dude, slow
no, that's,
a little bit.
That's
here
a light
comes douchey
practice.
Run guy. Here comes douchey run guy.
You want douchey run guy? Crawford on my team averaging 6:11 pace.
I mean, that's incredible. So is 7 minutes.
That's like dead sprinting to me.
7 minutes a mile for how many miles you run in the Hood to Coast?
In total that year, it was 18.7.
For 18 miles to average 7 minutes a mile?
It felt good.
That's really good.
It was good training.
You should be proud of yourself.
Back in my prime.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you could smoke a high school kid.
Well, but here's the other part of that. I don't think it's any different than the golfer who has appropriate tee-off etiquette and wants to constantly remind you. Earl parred that hole. You bogeyed.
Yeah, those guys are douchey. I mean? Those guys are really douchey.
Like, okay.
I will never do that in golf. The only thing I'll do is if somebody gets a birdie or better,
then it's yours.
And if they don't want it, they don't have to have it.
Sure.
But if there's always the leeway of, you want to go? And if they're not ready or they're taking a shot off of their birdie bottle or they're like, nah, dude, I don't care, whatever, go hit. Then the etiquette's out the window and you can do whatever you want. But it's always presented to them as the opportunity. The tee box is yours.
See, how
if
often
you would like
though, in golf do you get the guy that's like, well, he parred, you bogeyed? Like, that doesn't happen very often.
Not very often, no.
Not unless you're in competition.
No, yeah, if you're playing head-to-head against somebody or match play or whatever, then it's an important thing.
I've even put the ball in the ground, forgetting that somebody in the group had just birdied, and I've literally gone, oh my God,
yeah,
what
you
am
can't
I doing?
Do that.
And I've gotten off. And they go,
if
no,
you
go
do
ahead.
It without asking, then you're tempting the fate of the golf gods.
You get out of there.
You do not want to do that.
You get out
you
of there.
You ask for clearance first.
100%.
No means no, Brandon. Millsack question. Let's get one more in here, and then we'll go to a break. Blazers, Tiago going to coach the whole season, and how do you think he's doing and going to be?
I'm pretty encouraged now.
I don't see why he wouldn't at this point.
Yeah, coach the rest of the season at least. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's going to be some weird, awkward Chauncey moment because he gets out of this and they're like, we don't want to fire him. That's going to be weird. But assuming he is, I'm encouraged. I'm kind of excited to see how this goes, how they develop, and what they continue to look like. The sport is very... The entire sport itself is so European-based, and this is a dude that just proved he knows what the F he's doing in Europe.
Yeah.
So I really want to see how it goes for him this year,
how he is as a leader, what he's like in the locker room. Seems pretty measured, not overly emotional. Can you monitor the challenge situation on the replays? I don't like challenging in the first half in general. I just don't think anything's worth that. Yeah, let it play out. But
unless a key guy on your team picks up his third foul and you think it's something to that level,
desperation hour. Sure, yeah. I think I need a fourth foul more than a third. But other than that, I'm excited to see what it's going to be like.
Yeah, why the hell not, man? Kick the tires around, see how it goes. He will definitely coach the rest of the year in terms of the future. That will largely depend on how the job goes. And it's also like, how's he doing? It's been three games. It's early. Yeah. There's a long ways to go, folks.
Yeah, there's
when does the NBA regular season end? Middle of April?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like April 10th.
It's still October, man. We got a long ways to go in this thing. So, we'll see how it goes the rest of the way. Let's get to the rest of the mail sack questions.
Mail sack.
Maybe a little swag announcing. We'll see next. Mm. All right, welcome back in. Text line's being weird. I don't know, you guys don't access it as much as I do, but it's not functioning for me right now.
What do you mean?
It just disappeared. It's saying no messages for the last 7 days, no code, so it's just kind of shut down.
Is it on the contest or the fan?
I'm on where I'm supposed to be on, okay. And it's just not. But thankfully, there were some that came in earlier, so we can continue the mail sack. Here we go, mail sack time, and then we'll see if Swag wants to do any announcing of couples who have texted in their names. mail sack question: my wife likes to fall asleep while cuddling at night.
Oh, so does mine.
I can't fall asleep until I lay on my left side facing away from her. What is an appropriate amount of time to lay with her there before I kick her off and roll over?
I'm in the opposite side of the bed, so my left side is also my favorable one, but that is the cuddle side.
Yeah, if your favorable side's your cuddle side, you're probably doing okay. My wife and I have the problem of heat. There's just a lot of body heat. I get too hot.
Your wife... And you or just you?
Yeah, we're both hot.
Really throwing your wife in that one. Huh?
We're both hot. She will like pull the sheets down and you like touch something and it's like, that's burning. Why is that so hot? I just start sweating. It's uncomfortable. I want nothing to do with
it. My wife is a little space heater.
She's the space heater.
So
for you?
Like, I like the cuddle. That's
you look
how
like you get chilly
asleep
at night.
Ah, dude,
you do.
I sleep
you got
with
no
socks.
Meat on your bones.
I sleep
dude
with socks on.
God, eat a ribeye. That's what I'm go drink an IPA. Put some meat on your bones,
coming
dude
off of right when you say you're fat.
I sound like a grandma right now. You need to eat something. Why don't you eat more food?
No, I like the initial cuddle too to fall asleep, but I do have a threshold of like, all right, this is making me sweat and I will have to break away.
Yeah, you can only be in one position for so long. I like to bounce around. My follow-up to that person would be, can you switch sides so that then you're, because I like sleeping on my right side.
You have a side. You're not switching.
You're not switching? Not switching for cuddle purposes?
Wouldn't it throw you off if you and your wife swapped sides of the bed tonight?
Probably. But I think I would sleep okay.
I mean, I'd figure it out. Over it.
Now, when you travel, you stay somewhere else. Do you stay on the same sides of the bed?
Yeah. We look at the bed, and I go, that would be my side.
No, we don't. Yeah. I usually do that, like, I want to sleep closer to the door. I'm a man. I'll protect you. Let me be closer
I'm
to
the opposite
door in case somebody breaks in.
You let me know when they're here. All right,
what?
I got that.
All right, I'm awake. Let me go. You be the alarm for me to let me know. I'd say...
I'm just joking. Our room is kind of in the middle. Yeah. It's a weird thing.
I'd say 15 minutes, 20 minutes. That's long enough to lay there and then, okay, that's a good enough call.
Well, I mean, you got to give the traditional customary 7 to 10 minute. Is this going to happen tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the cuddle begins.
That's how the cuddle begins.
How is this going to play out? And then you get your answer, and then I'll give you another 10 minutes. And then it's, all right, I'm going to bed. And I can't sleep like this. Where do I put my arm? Where does my arm go?
You don't want the arm to fall asleep either.
Because then your arm's underneath like her pillow, and then it's like you can't do the, and then it just, then your shoulder starts hurting, then you move, and it like takes you a while to move to the other position.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's no fun. So I give 10 minutes to see where it goes, and then if nothing is happening, 10 minutes, and then I'm rolling over.
Hmm.
That's my appropriate amount of time.
Yeah.
Swag, you cuddle the wife, you cuddle her?
She, with her post-concussive stuff, has to sleep on her back.
Mm, so no cuddling.
Because if she goes to the side, her head gets wonky.
Yeah.
But you could still cuddle with her on her back.
You could lay on her shoulder.
You could lay on the shoulder, put the arm across.
You could put your arm on her tummy.
Yeah. Not the most
You could just lay straight up on her.
You could just right on top.
Here's all of me.
Hey, how's it going?
On all of you.
How was your day today, honey?
Oh, did it move? Little Jason.
Oh, you had a lot of coffee today, huh?
Are we going to make love tonight? Your pants just move?
Yeah.
You know they did. Feeling really good. You don't know
the
me.
The big wood's still in here.
Millsack, least interesting slash worst pro sports event. This listener has submitted A, NBA in-season tournament. B, okay. NFL Pro Bowl. C, NBA slam dunk contest.
It's the Pro Bowl.
I think we have to choose from those
so
three.
It's every NBA
it's
event.
The Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl's in there. I think I'd rather watch the Pro Bowl than the NBA in-season tournament.
Have you seen the commercials previewing
the
Cup?
Oh, it's here. We got our first Cup game's like on Friday, isn't it? We have our stupid court coming back.
You know it.
I do, which drives me nuts.
You're going to get into this when
I'm
60 doing this job. You're
this will never be a thing.
You were kind of right.
This will never be a thing. Stop trying to make Fetch happen. Fetch is not going to happen.
Fetch will happen.
Fetch is not going to happen.
It always happens, okay? Andrew. It always happens.
I just, like, why?
It's the Pro Bowl. I haven't seen the Pro Bowl in a decade. I don't even know how they play it anymore. Do they two-hand touch? Is it flag? Is it full tackle?
It's a whole series of different.
I think it's two-hand touch now.
Goofy.
Yeah.
What year was Sean Taylor's last Pro Bowl?
Football game.
A long time ago.
That was the last Pro Bowl game I watched.
Well, I have not watched a slam dunk contest in a long time, if we're being honest.
Not even one of them?
No, it's been a while.
No, not like the whole thing. I'm like, not one person's dunk?
Not really. I mean, I'll see the highlights on social media. I just don't have any.
What are you watching?
When was the last
night?
Actually, that's not true. Was Shaden in it?
Was it Ant?
I thought it was Ant.
Won it.
Yeah.
One of the worst dunk contests of all time.
So I probably watched a little bit of that
He fake kissed it?
So that was the last time I watched a dunk contest.
God, that was a terrible dunk contest. We just couldn't say it because he was a Blazer.
Hence why.
That's like the all-time, I kind of want to forget about that dunk contest.
I just don't understand why the NBA has had now back-to-back years to realize how stupid the courts look and still have not made a change.
Because it just means more.
It doesn't, though.
It does.
Who won it last year?
The Bucks. Mm. They beat the Thunder in the title game. And then the Lakers beat the Pacers year prior. There's your 2 years of cup. Check.
So stupid.
Remember, we were like,
you're not soccer, Adam Silver. Okay, this doesn't mean anything. There's not another league. This is a stupid tournament. It doesn't count for anything.
Dude, not only are they
you
soccer,
nothing. It's one of the dumbest things that's ever been created in the history of sports.
Wemby will win the cup this year, and you'll be able to see Spider-Man slingshotting around the court as he does it with your VR goggles.
Can I give one more gripe?
Name a sport that can do that.
Speaking of courts, because the courts in the end season tournament get me to not want to watch or care about it.
Sure.
I think it was last night, but correct me if I'm wrong. Dallas had a game where they were wearing their throwback jerseys, the green, you know, the old Mavs, the Cowboy hat.
Oh, the Brad Davis specials?
Yes.
I don't like the green.
And that's fine. You don't have to like
them. The basketball with a Stetson hat on it.
But what did they do with their court? Their court was the throwback court. They had a specialty court for their uniform. That was the throwback court. Why do we not have the ability to do that? To wear
that on Dundons,
a 1980s Blazer jersey with white keys? Why can we not do that?
Well, you
four times a year
because it would cost
ownership
more money.
Has to buy the court and store it. Put that on Dundon's list.
That's like one of the first. It's so stupid and meaningless. But when I see other, remember when we would wear? What was the last time we had our
Cyclops there?
Our City Edition jerseys were different colors, and then we would wear them on our black and red court. And it's like the jerseys are a different color than the floor.
The ones honoring the Native American
we
tribes
did that.
Or whatever.
There's
they
been
were
ones
like
over the years, like
brown
our carpet jerseys that we would wear on our red and black floor. Of like, what are you
Didn't
doing?
Didn't we have a carpet floor though?
I don't think that we did.
No, I think we
I
had on the baseline.
They put some accents on the baseline
baselines,
but not on the
not
bucket.
On the entire
not the
floor
keys.
Though.
The keys
should have been
the
Portland carpet. And then if you're wearing them, they still look stupid, and it's a horrible idea. But at least it's like the jerseys match the floor. I saw the highlight of the Dallas game, and I'm like, why can't we do that? Why can't we have nice things?
To answer kind of another question in the same conversation, I would say the reason they do what they do for the Cup is because people like you who don't care about the NBA.
Don't defend the Cup.
That get random tickets and show up to a game and go, I'm going to go Blazer game tonight. I got nothing else to do.
Why is the floor so dark?
And now you know. It's a cup game. Now I can get excited about this.
Look, I know you're a basketball guy. You love your sport. I get it. There's no defending this. There's none.
You feel the madness.
There's no defending.
You wait.
There's no madness.
We'll check your temperature in about a month.
It will not be there.
I think it's going to be way
I will
over
be
the
paying
threshold.
Attention to football. That's what I'll be doing.
You're going to be drunk with cupness.
All right. What do we got, Swag?
Am I doing announcements?
Should we say it? Should we, like, explain what we're doing here?
Oh, yeah. So we had a thing about people who wanted to have commentators announce them for like a wedding lineup, whether it be bridesmaids or groomsmen coming down the aisle or a newly
married
couple.
Well, I hope they're all listening
couple.
Right now.
Well, so they are.
We have people send these in earlier for
so this
Swag.
Is one, Sprague sent me one via email here.
Did you rewrite it so it makes sense for
you? I'll just roll with it the best I can here.
All right.
It's 6 foot minus six.
out of 13 years of marriage, now finally single and happy from Salem, Oregon, number 24, Joel Comanche!
Hey, congrats on your divorce, evidently.
R.I.P. that.
Good for you, dude. Is that the first one that we got sent in? It wasn't even a wedding announcement?
That was the first one.
It was a divorce announcement.
I mean,
if you're sending it in, you're pretty excited about it.
You got to be pretty pumped, I'd imagine, if you're feeling good, you know.
Would there be a better way to announce it to your friends than having that?
Wait, he got divorced?
Why are the lights off? What's going on, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, you wait.
And now, back in the single life.
I love the, what is it, 6 foot minus 6 inches?
Yeah, he said 6 foot minus six.
You know, dirt tight.
Hey.
In season tournament, stupid. All right, there you go, mail sack. I apologize. I know we had a bunch more. I don't know what's going on with the text line.
Yeah, the text line died.
It is just broken.
R.I.P.
on me. So yeah, we love you all. Love the mail sack. And until next Tuesday, we will do it again.
Expired.
Let's get to this stupid thing happening, and also I'll jam the other thing that I wanted to jam in to the jamming of the final segment next on the Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, fun trivia question to wrap up the show today, because we all know this number is not going to change. And we'll get to that in a moment. Since 2000, okay, last 25 years.
Factoid Tuesday.
Shout out to Chicago. Since 2000, power rank to me, or guess, in the core four sports, who has had the most different champions and the least different champions. So Major League Baseball, NHL, NFL,
NBA in the last 25 years, how many different teams have won a champion? Like, who's had the most, second most, third most, and fourth most?
Baseball the most.
Okay.
Hockey the second.
Okay.
NFL third. Basketball fourth, even though I know basketball's got like a 7
They're on a nice little run here.
Run, but before that is like three teams.
Okay. Do you agree with the order?
Man, now I have to rethink of this.
No, I think the NBA first.
You mean last? Or first?
You mean like the NBA has had the most different champions in the last 25 years? 25 years.
So since 2000.
Oh, wait, no.
Different baseball, champions.
Baseball, hockey.
Yep.
The NBA, then NFL.
Okay, so you swapped the last two?
Which I could see that.
Are you sticking with your final answer?
Yeah, I'll stick.
Okay. Yeah. You were correct.
Oh.
Major, you know how many different teams have won a championship in baseball since 2000? Care to guess?
15 or 16?
16 different teams have won a World Series. That is number one.
Yeah, because your Giants had three of those, and they
the Red
won
Sox
them
have won three.
The snuck in there. The Angels got one.
You've had
one.
A few that have won. The Dodgers have won a couple. Like, you've had some teams that have won a couple, but 16 different teams in the last 25 years have won. The NHL is second with 14 different teams winning in the last 25 years.
Yep.
The NFL is third with 13 mm-hmm. different champions in the last 25 years. And the NBA is last with 12 different teams
in 25
years.
So they're not that far behind the NFL.
You're two different away from the NHL. And the Panthers have now, the Panthers might win three in a row. So we got a bit of a dynasty going on in that sport as well.
The Dodgers are about to win two in a row, it feels like.
Yes, they are. The series is over.
You might have a three-peat in hockey. The NFL might see the Chiefs come back to the stage and win, their third in 4 years?
They very well could.
And their fourth
or
overall
the Eagles win
five.
Their second, they go back-to-back.
Right.
Back.
Yeah. And then basketball's kind of the one where maybe it is going to be the Thunder to repeat, but man, I don't know.
They're
where
on
the
a better run in the last
is.
7 years than any of the other sports.
100%.
Yeah.
But they are kind of set up right now to have
the
second youngest team to ever win a title. Do it again.
Major League Baseball has had the most parity across the four leagues in the last 25 years. That does appear to be dead, although you're not giving up hope yet. Game 4 of the World Series is tonight. I would like to announce Game 3 just came to a final. The Dodgers won in the 97th inning. 6-5 is your final. Freddie Freeman, after a 17-hour baseball game, just hit a walk-off home run, so they'll turn around and play again in a couple of hours. The Kevin Durant of Major League Baseball is on the mound tonight. Shohei Ohtani, will he give up a run?
Kevin Durant?
Just joining a championship team. Would he take the easy way out? You bum. Will he give up a hit, and will he hit 4 home runs tonight?
Did the Dodgers beat the Angels in the...
They had already won a title. He ran to the best team.
And he won't hit 4 home runs because I don't think he sees 4 pitches to swing
at. Do they give him an at-bat tonight?
Yes. Probably the leadoff at-bat.
Get the first one.
I wouldn't pitch to him in the first at-bat of the game. I'd walk
him
every time.
You lead the game off with a walk?
I don't care. I'm not doing it.
He is unbelievable.
He's the best player in the history of baseball.
So unfair.
You can't get him out right now.
No, you can't.
Even when he was playing like crap, it didn't matter. They were still winning
games.
Careful.
I don't know if he sees anything to swing at, but I don't think they'll intentionally walk him.
Okay,
to
so
start
let's ask the question
game.
Then. How many? Because a walk is either way is not an official at bat. How many official at bats does he have tonight?
One.
Two.
One?
No, two.
You say two, you say one?
I say one.
I'll set the over-under at a half, and I'm taking the under, man. I'm not giving that
They're not leading the game.
I'm not saying intentional walk. I'm just saying, to Swag's point, I wouldn't throw him anything within a foot of the strike zone. If you want to swing at it, go ahead, but I'm not giving you the opportunity.
Automatically walk him if you're not going to...
No, because you hope maybe he chases something.
Enough.
You hope that he chases something. You're not wrong, but that's the hope.
Yeah.
What was he, 4-for-4 last night?
4-for-4, he got a base 9 times.
Two home runs, a double.
5 walks.
He reached base 9 times, which is a record.
And
if he goes like 5-plus shutout innings tonight or even one run.
Will they score a run on Shohei Ohtani tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a dangerous little lineup.
Okay.
Yeah, Shohei's
who wins tonight?
Prone to give up
the Blue Jays.
Solo home runs.
I got to stay hopeful, man. I don't want to see him go up 3-1.
That is stupid. I'm watching hockey tonight, baby. Give me every team in the league playing. I'm all over it.
Now, I find this interesting what he's going to do tonight because he really is in a situation where he won't ever get it, but we all know we're watching the best baseball player to ever breathe oxygen. Is that even
it's
debatable?
Not even debatable at this point.
No.
It's not. There have been better hitters. Have been better pitchers. It's not even debatable.
You will push back against us sometimes because you got to watch different era. But like even you are like, I've never seen this before.
But he had a closeout game in the NLCS. Or was that game 3? It doesn't matter. Either
no, that
way.
Was the closeout
game where he threw 6 shutout innings.
Struck out 10 and hit 3 home runs. I mean. Just stop it.
No, by the way, he's the best player we've ever seen.
Whoever caught one of those home run balls.
Making a lot of money on that thing. You fly down to L.A. And
I mean, I remember when the Dodgers had a closer, Darren Dreyfurt, who also then they would pinch hit him. That, I mean, and he hit two home runs in a game and then got the save or something weird like that.
I mean, Bumgarner used to do this when he would start, but he hit a, you know, he wouldn't hit in 290. He wasn't an everyday hitter. He'd run into one every now and then, and it was a lot of fun because he did a grand slam, and you'd be like, wow, that was cool. He wasn't a designated hitter.
That's a question for you guys. Who's the worst possible repeat champion? The Dodgers, the Thunder, the Eagles, or the Panthers?
The Eagles.
Spoken like a true Dodger fan.
Or Ohio State, if you want to just bump hockey out of this and go to college football.
I mean, I think for the ramifications of the sport, I think it's the Dodgers of what it's going to mean for Major League Baseball in the next CBA. And we could disagree on it, but there's going to be a massive fight a year from now. If they gentlemen sweep.
The Yankees, nobody cared about the Yankees.
I don't disagree with
having
you.
A work stoppage. It's the Yankees.
Yeah, and the more pressure should be on cheaper owners who don't spend money. Yeah, like I don't disagree with any of that. Yes, the reality is the owners will hold out and want a salary cap.
I don't think there's any way they get a salary cap through.
No, but they're going to fight for it.
They'll try, but the owners have to sort out their own stuff.
So you think it's the Dodgers?
I just think in terms of what it means for the sport would be the worst.
What say you, Swigert? Do you think it's the Eagles?
Yeah, I think it's the Eagles.
Over the Thunder and the Panthers?
Yeah.
What have been the ratings for the Panthers Stanley Cups? Have they been good?
I mean, Stanley Cup ratings are Stanley Cup ratings.
Ohio State repeating college football?
That would suck. They would all suck, and they're all going to happen.
All those guys are going to be back next year except Caleb Downs.
Yeah, Jeremiah Smith's only a side. He's got another year left.
He has to come back.
He ain't going anywhere. Yeah. Well, congrats on your Game 4 win tonight, Swag, and your 3-1 World Series lead and your back-to-back World Series championships because it's over. So congrats on all of that. If you missed any of the show, we have Bill Connolly on, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We'll tweet it out here as soon as we are done. And thanks, everybody, for being a part of our Tuesday. Tomorrow will be Lucy Burge at 9 a.m.
Yeah, Lucy Burge going to be on the YouTubes.
Is that it for right now? Is that all we know?
Brady's going to have to go Friday.
Brady Henderson on Friday. Yeah, Big Seahawk game on Sunday night.
Dirty Pool.
Dirty Pool will be tomorrow.
We'll wait to see if there's another guest, but Lucy Burge confirmed.
Okay. We also will play Flip It or Stick It with our NFL picks tomorrow.
I'm flipping a lot.
What are we flipping? What are we sticking? That is what will be tomorrow's show. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of our Tuesday. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listening to 105.1 FM The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.